I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, September 3rd. Well, Juna Perkins prevailed over a field of six other candidates to win the Democratic primary for Norfolk County District Attorney. Perkins is now seen as the favorite to succeed outgoing Norfolk DA Mike Morrissey of Quincy, who came under fire for his handling of the high-profile investigations involving Karen Reed and Sandra Birchmore. Perkins prevailed with 29% of the vote. Former federal prosecutor Adam Deitch of Quincy came in second with 26% of the vote. Perkins will now face former state prosecutor Joe Pagliarulo in the general election. Pagliarulo is running as a self-funded independent. There are no Republican candidates. Perkins, a former state prosecutor from Dedham, launched her campaign back in 2024. Major planks of Perkins' platform involve plans to investigate the Stoughton Police Department's youth programs based on the Birchmore case and to restore the trust lost through the Reed case. Deitch secured the endorsement of the Boston Globe as well as the support of both Reed and Birchmore's family. When he worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts, Deitch worked on the federal probe into the Reed case. His pitch centered on being the, quote, opposite of Michael Morrissey. Well, this week's wet weather has postponed the planned repaving project along the Southern Artery in Quincy. Newport Construction Company has told Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash that the repaving between Quincy Avenue and Washington Street has been rescheduled to next Tuesday and Wednesday night. The northbound lanes will be repaved on Tuesday night, and then the southbound lanes on Wednesday night. All side streets and driveways will be closed until the new asphalt cools down. The contractor is pledging to keep the disruptions to a minimum. The project also includes a pedestrian island and handicapped accessible ramps at South Street to assist seniors at 1000 Southern Artery and students at the Clifford Marshall School. Well, the Abington Police Department is investigating an alleged armed robbery of a rideshare driver. Early yesterday morning, about 6 a.m., officers responded to Brockton Avenue near the Abington-Brockton town line for a reported armed robbery. When police arrived, officers learned that an Uber driver had traveled to the area for a scheduled pickup. When he was flagged down by two male subjects, the subjects then allegedly displayed a knife and demanded money. Police said the suspects obtained $450 before fleeing on foot into a wooded area near the power lines. The driver was not injured in the incident. The suspects are described as two black males wearing face coverings. One of the suspects was reportedly wearing a black sweater. Well, the second suspect was wearing a dark blue hooded sweatshirt. Despite an extensive search of the area, the suspects were not located. Anyone who may have witnessed suspicious activity in the area during the early morning hours of Wednesday, or who may have surveillance that could assist investigators, is asked to contact Abington Police. Jurors in the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the mother accused of strangling her three children in 2023, reported a continued deadlock during their fifth day of deliberations, and Plymouth Superior Court Judge William Sullivan presented a special instruction designed to push them to keep trying. About 90 minutes later, he sent the jurors home and asked them to return to work today. A jury of nine women and three men is deciding if the 36-year-old Clancy is guilty of killing 5-year-old Cora, 3-year-old Dawson, and 8-month-old Callan, or if she is not criminally responsible due to her mental health. Jurors first reported that they were deadlocked on Tuesday morning, and the judge asked them to keep working after about 5 hours of work yesterday. The group sent another note reporting they were still stuck. Sullivan presented the jurors with the Tui Rodriguez instruction, sometimes known as the dynamite charge, which urges them to keep working and suggests there is no reason to believe a different jury would have an easier time reaching agreement. If the deadlock continues, retired Judge Jim Barreto says the jury can be sent back to work just one more time. if Sullivan believes it would make a difference. After that, if a deadlock continues, the judge would need to declare a mistrial. The district attorney would then have the chance to decide if they want to pursue a second trial. Clancy's defense argued that she was not criminally responsible for the killings because she was suffering from postpartum psychosis. It is the burden of the prosecution to overcome the lack of criminal responsibility defense, also known as the insanity defense. A check of business news. This morning, stocks were higher. The Dow rose 295 points. The NASDAQ's up 118, and the S&P added 35. The stocks in Asia advanced. The dollar rose. The euro was up, and oil at $95 a barrel. In sports, the Mariners beat the Red Sox 8-3 at Fenway yesterday. Boston's off to Baltimore for a series with the Orioles beginning at 7:15 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service today. Morning showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but then turning partly sunny with a high of 81 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 83. Maybe a pop-up shower on Saturday, high of 73, and sunny 73 for high on Sunday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. The winds at south 10 to 15, gusts to 20, then becoming southwest at 5 to 10 knots later today. High tide 4:35 p.m. Sunrise 6:11, sets at 7:14. On traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, September 3rd.